Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Whenever you hear God's word, you have to respond. You can either accept it or reject it. So whenever Jesus Christ asked these folks, he asked a rich young ruler, you're about to remember this, he asked a rich young ruler, you know, hey, leave all your money and follow me. He couldn't do it.
That's right.
He couldn't do it because he had a lot of money, material wealth. He said, oh, man, he said, I can't do it. The Bible, then Jesus said, what? It'll be easier for a camel, what, to go through the eye of a needle. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Than a rich man to enter into God's kingdom. You must forsake all your rights. And I hope people understand, you know, your body is not yours. Whenever you say, hey, I'm a child of God, I accept Jesus Christ, your body is not yours. Whatever God says do, do it. You know, everybody say, hey, this is my body, I do what you want to. You ain't saved. You can't just do what you want to do. You have to do what God says do. You have to renounce all and choose Jesus Christ. So that's a high cost of being a disciple. The question is, are we ready to accept that cost? Or better yet, have we already accepted it? That's what we need to know. Now, the cost of being a disciple, as we said, is very high, but there's great rewards. What is some of the reward? You know, he promises future blessings. You know, in Romans chapter 5, 9, we shall be saved from the wrath of God, which is yet to come. I tell you, that's pretty good. You know, right now in the Bible, we're called the grace age, where, you know, the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. But right now, the Bible, you know, he tells us that he's sitting on that mercy seat and said, whosoever will, let them come. But you know what? One day he's going to get off of that mercy seat and then sit on that judgment seat. And then it's going to be too late. Because I tell you, we have not really seen the wrath of God. I mean, we've seen what's going on in Japan. I tell you, the Bible talks about the end days, there's going to be earthquakes and all. Every time I look at the news, Japan's getting shook up over there. I tell you, in California getting shook up. I don't know if you know, but there was a couple of months ago, there was an earthquake in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Exactly. You better be ready, folks. He's starting to shake. And I tell you, when he's starting to shake, only the real stuff's going to survive. I tell you, they better get rid of those idols and boodles and toss them into the sea. If not, he's going to shake that place loose over there. They better make sure they really understand that Jesus Christ is coming back. So the question is, are you a true disciple of Jesus Christ? We say, one, you have to abide in him. You have to continue in his word. You have to be like him. And you have to love your brethren, not only your brethren, but even your real brother. And then it talks about bearing fruit. What fruit are you bearing? And then we talked about what those fruits were. Make sure you look at those fruits. And then the next thing, you must renounce all your rights to become a child of God. That's a great place to be, isn't it? When we renounce everything for the cause of Christ. Now, real quick, I'll wrap up real quick. To become, basically, I work for the bank, everybody probably know. But what they teach their bank tellers, they don't teach them about all the different counterfeits. What do they teach them? They teach them how to recognize the real thing. In other words, you know, they say, hey, this is the mark that's on the real thing. In other words, the fruits or whatever's on that money. All right, you're going to look for this. You're going to look for that. You're going to look for that. If all this stuff is it, that's the real thing. So that's the same thing as Jesus saying, hey, if these people are bearing these fruits, they're the real thing. So, you know, somebody say, hey, we need to study all these false religions. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. You need to know the real thing. You know, on Soul Winning, we got some new people joining. Hey, we need to study all these different. I ain't got time for that. I want to study the real thing. And when I know the real thing, and when I see something false, I'll know it. I ain't got time to get deep. I'll be here forever trying to. There's so much junk out there. But when you know who Jesus is, that'll be the difference. And then when you see if you measure up. And like James said, don't deceive yourselves. I think that's the worst part there. So see where you measure up with the real thing. And then the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Christians are often hurt so many times because they don't follow God's word.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.